This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Now the voters deserve to know and to vet the candidates.
You know, elected officials, Republicans, are getting increasingly nervous, and some are even calling on you, Rep. Trent Franks from Arkansas, from Arizona, to join forces with Senator Rubio in a joint ticket. Here's what he had to say. Senator Rubio and Senator Cruz can unite and win together or remain apart and each fail separately. For the sake of our country, the conservative cause, and future generations, I adjure both Senator Cruz and Senator Rubio to unite.
Well, listen, I agree with the sentiment that to beat Donald Trump, we've got to come together. What Donald wants is all of us who are convinced Donald's not the right nominee to be divided, to be splintered. And looking at this race, only one candidate has beaten Donald Trump. Historically, in modern times, nobody has ever won the nomination who hasn't won one of the first three states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. Only two of us have done that, me and Donald. And if you look at Super Tuesday, we're the only campaign in a position to beat Donald on Super Tuesday. So if you're at home and you don't think Donald is the right candidate, you think nominating Donald will end up electing Hillary Clinton, then even if perhaps you like another candidate, listen, there are a lot of good people in this race who I like and respect, but I would encourage you to stand with us, because the only way to beat Donald is for us to stand together on Super Tuesday.
Senator Cruz, that sounds like you're not ready to unite with Marco Rubio now, but thank you for joining us this morning.
I guess that kind of sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it's so funny how everybody has an idea. I mean, you know, look, it's got to be tough running these campaigns. And in fact, I spoke with, a guy that was in the inner circle of Mitt Romney's campaign. You know, worked with him back in the days of Bain Capital. And, you know, and I said, I just don't understand, because Mitt Romney is a business guy. He knows how to run operations and manage things. And how did his campaign just get so discombobulated? He said, Bill, he says, the problem was they had 10 consultants involved in the program. I said, 10? I mean, you got 10 people driving, you know, at the helm there? That doesn't make sense, you know? And, the way some of these pundits, so whether it's Stephanopoulos or whoever, I mean, it's like, look, if you were that good, and you would still be in the business of consulting, you would be doing it. You're a commentator. And so that's where it begins and where it ends. And suggesting, I think it's an insult. It's an insult not only to the person who's on the front line, not to mention the millions of people that are supporting, whether it's Cruz, Rubio, or Trump, you know. And that's what's happening. And I think that's what's kind of, you know, seized up the ideology and the purpose and the mindsets of the voters, is they're not lukewarm about Donald Trump. Yeah, they either love him or they hate him. And in the same way, you know, they have the same fervor as they do with Cruz and with Rubio. You know, they got their base. And so I think it's an insult. And they risk ratings and everything else by trying to tell their candidate, hey, you should check out. You know, you should come up with a different strategy.
Well, even people that only get 1% of the vote, you're still talking about hundreds of thousands of people.
Exactly.
And the Romney one was the first time that I can remember to where I actually said to myself, wow, this guy is running a terrible campaign. At some point in time, you'd like to see all these candidates not rely on the people around them, but rely on their instincts.
Right.
And his instincts, Obama beat him on economic issues, on business issues, things that Obama has no idea about, things that he's built his whole, Romney built his whole career in life around. At some point in time, you got to trust your instincts, and you can't take the people around you and let them run things for you.
Well, and this, I think, is the frustration of the American people, is they've seen, as Megan Barth was saying earlier, you know, the Republican Party has become so moderate that, hey, they want somebody that, if you're rude and you're asking to get hit in the teeth, then, you should be hit in the teeth. You shouldn't be disappointed. And with Trump, they see Trump as one who would, give somebody a knuckle sandwich if they wanted it. He's not going to be bullied down. But, you know, hey, this is why we continue the conversation and work this out. And I appreciate and I'm grateful for all these candidates and the voters behind them. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where we want to go. We come to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. And we say join in on the conversation, the hashtag BMartinezLive. Let us know your thoughts. What's your pick, huh? Peyton over Cam, is it a sentimental choice? Do you think Cam, because of the season, only one loss, that he's going to be able to tear it up and have his way with the defense of the Denver Broncos? I got to tell you, as you heard me comment, the way these guys are kidding. I mean, it is. I know it's all about big money, but it is really fierce. I mean, I come after watching these playoffs, and I'm bruised. You know, just walking away from the television. It's absolutely incredible. But it's going to be a fun game, fun weekend, and a fun time to get together and get friends. And like I say, you know, you can follow Lauren's lead and all these great tasting recipes and dips and soups and everything. And I know it'll be a fun time of eating and camaraderie and fellowship. So enjoy yourself. Lori Cardoza Moore is with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit. She is the founder and principal voice of National Pro-Israel Organization, PJTN, Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, an organization dedicated to educating Christians on their biblical responsibility to support the Jewish nation. She serves as a special envoy to the UN appointed by the World Council of Independent Christian Churches for Israel's interests. Lori, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be back on the show. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Lori, I got to tell you, I just got back from Israel myself. I went with, one of Pastor John Hagee's groups, Kufi, that you're familiar
good
with.
For you.
And it was incredible. But I got to tell you, my eyes were thrust wide open with the realization that your group, PJTN, is so needed in educating people and helping them understand our, not only our responsibility, but the mandate to support Israel and how people have moved away from Israel because of the, because of this president, because of the information that's being put out there that is so anti-Semitic. And it is amazing to me because I have to admit that I was very naive, Lori, because I thought, well, of course people support Israel. Why would they not support Israel?
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. Well, you know, Bill, this is a growing problem, and as you know, our mission is to reach Christians because Christians, especially the evangelical Christians, should be reading their Bible. They should know the history of Israel. They should know God's promise and covenant to Israel, that it's still intact. Unfortunately, there is a movement within the evangelical Christian world to deny Israel's right to her ancient homeland. It's one of the reasons why we produced the documentary Israel Indivisible, the case for the ancient homeland, where we made the argument, and it is the definitive film about this issue, where we made the argument that Israel has historical, archaeological, biblical, and legal rights to her ancient homeland. Unfortunately, we live at a time in the world where revisionist history has become a norm, where no longer are we going back to history to study documents, legal documents, to base our positions on. Instead, we're doing what is politically correct or politically expedient for the day, and this is very dangerous. We see the world, the leaders of the world, like Obama, turning their back on Israel, supporting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, endorsing labeling products coming out of Judea and Samaria, what the mainstream media calls the West Bank. But biblically, as we know in our Bible, that is Judea and Samaria. That is the heartland of Israel. It is critically important that if we don't defend Israel's rights to her ancient homeland, we will not be able to defend our rights in our own country. And God was very clear when he told the prophets, you know, like the prophet Joel, he said, one day in the latter days, I'm going to wipe out the nations of the world because they were dividing up my land.
Exactly. And yeah, this is God's foreign policy, in a sense, you know, that we're dealing with here. And experientially, Lori, and empirically, we have found time and again, when the United States supports Israel, it goes well with us. When we don't, as documented in John McTiernan's book and also Bill Koenig's book, at least 72 instances when the United States has put pressure on Israel to trade land for peace, we are hit with a national disaster to the tune. I think it totals up almost $1 trillion in disasters that have happened to the United States as a result, just in recent time here. So, you know, start connecting the dots, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how do you resist the empirical evidence?
Absolutely. You cannot. And unfortunately, as I said, we have revisionist history going on, but even far worse, Bill, is when you have evangelical Christian leaders. We've seen it from the Christian denominations, like the Presbyterians and the Church of Christ and other Christian Methodists, the Anglican Church weighing in, boycotting and divesting products from Israel. This is a slap in the face to Almighty God. But to have the evangelical Christian world now endorse this with groups like the Hobby Lobby family, with Bill and Lynn Hybels up at Willow Creek Church, with Gary Burge at Wheaton College, Stephen Sizer, all of these groups that are promoting an agenda accusing Israel of occupying Palestinian land, it flies in the face of history, number one, but more importantly, biblical history and biblical text.
Well, they're going sideways. I got to tell you, when we were there, because of you know, the protection fences, and they were calling it apartheid and this sort of thing. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Let's look at the evidence here. Before the fence went up, and when we met, we were fortunate enough to meet with Dr. Danny Tirza. He painstakingly, he was the one. He was the lead individual on setting up, you know, these walls and these divisions. And he was very careful. He explained it wasn't that he just arbitrarily threw up a fence to protect. I mean, he actually went in and did a report and investigation of how this was going to affect people. You know, they were having to go to work. If they had a division there, a wall there, you know, how would it impact them? And did everything he could to accommodate. I mean, to the point, he tells one story where the Bush administration was resistant and Condoleezza Rice, and they said, well, what's the problem with the wall being over there? He says, and she says, well, it's a soccer, there's a soccer field. And he goes, there's no soccer field. She goes, no, it's a soccer field. You know that story? I mean, it's incredible. To this day, there's no soccer field, but they had to accommodate it.
Absolutely. Well, let me just share with you our next documentary film that we're going to be showcasing at the NRB. And by the way, I'm excited that you're going to be able to join us this year.
I'm looking forward to that.
The National Religious Broadcasters Convention, we will be showcasing previewing our next feature-length documentary called Hating Israel in Search of the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. We go into showing how this false narrative, we interview Palestinians, Arabs, who are communicating a different narrative than what we're hearing from the mainstream press. So it's important that your listeners go to our website, pjtn.org, order our films, and sign up to get our next documentary film. And stay, we have to stay educated. We have to be informed, and we have to combat this, and we have to elect leaders that are going to stand strong with Israel.
Well, Lori, I'm looking forward to seeing you there at NRB, and of course, we're going to be broadcasting live there all week from 9 to 11 Eastern. Lori Cardoza-Moore, founder and principal voice of National Pro-Israel Organization, PJTN. Thank you, Lori. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 14 after the top of the hour.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, I'm online on your smartphone in over 270 markets across this United States and around the world via shortwave. This is Bill Martinez live coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. We are blessed to have with us Senator Ted Cruz's dad. His father has penned a book extolling faith in a time of darkness. For a time such as this, you know, you think about America that was founded by Judeo-Christian principles, by moral leaders, many of whom were strong Christians themselves. Our founder said that our U.S. Constitution was designed for a people of morality and virtue. Without it, the Constitution implodes. And if we've ever been close to that ever happening, here we are today. Let's remember the first settlers were committed Christians seeking refuge from religious persecution abroad. In the last 100 years, America has been on a slippery slope, moving away from its founding principles, and in large part with little resistance from the church. Rafael Cruz is with us. His book, A Time for Action, Empowering the Faithful to Reclaim America. Rafael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's so great to be with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us here, Rafael, to talk about something that is so critical and dire, as I say, for a time such as this. When you have 7 out of 10 Americans saying we're on the wrong track, I say good observation. Now, what are we going to do to get on the right track?
Well, what has happened didn't just occur overnight, you know.
Yes.
If you look at the last 50 years, you know, in 1962, prayer was removed from schools. 1963, the Bible was banned from schools. You know, the interesting thing, Bill, is the Bible, one of the very first Bibles in America, was printed under the auspices of Congress to be used as principal textbook in primary schools, high schools, and universities. I'm talking about public schools. That doesn't sound much like separation of church and state, does it?
No, not at all.
But after over a century of using the Bible in school, it was banned all of a sudden. But the worst part of it is, in spite of those two horrible decisions, the church remained silent. And their excuse was, it's a political issue. How can you call prayer a political issue? How can you call Bible study a political issue? But that's what the church did. You know, the consequence of that, Bill, teen pregnancy skyrocketed after 1963, and so did violent crime.
Exactly.
And 10 years later, the same thing happened when Roe v. Wade was passed, and 9 unelected justices of the Supreme Court decided that a baby in the womb did not have that unalienable right to life from our Creator, as stated in the Declaration, and they legalized abortion. And again, the church remains silent. The excuse, the same excuse, is a political issue. Well, 58 million babies have been slaughtered by abortion in America. That, I'll tell you what, the question that comes to mind is, how long are we going to remain silent?
Exactly.
Silence is not an option.
No. You're exactly right, Rafael. And according to the latest Gallup poll, people in America are saying, where is the voice of the church? And this comes from the very people that have done everything they could to stifle the voice of the Church of America. And they're crying out for some moral perspective and a moral compass. And for a time such as this, Rafael, the church is being invited to come into the marketplace and to speak out boldly. We can no longer have a country where only 50% of evangelicals bother to register to vote, and of that 50, only 50% of them actually go out and vote. This is a disaster, and if we're going to get this country back on track, evangelicals, people of moral compass and understanding of what's going on in our culture, as you say, fatherlessness, the Holocaust of babies, and 40% of those being black, 25% Hispanic, Rafael. I mean, yep. It has been a disaster. I mean, I keep saying the abuelas that you know about, and that, you know, both you and I are abuelos, so we understand the grief that we feel in seeing our children murdered, you know, so haphazardly and just based on convenience. I mean, this is disgusting what has happened, and we need to take a stand against this.
Well, absolutely, Bill. But, you know, there has to come a time when we as Christians shout it from the housetops, as Jesus said. Because, you know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, and I describe this in my book, A Time for Action, he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself.
Yes.
He also said, not to speak is to speak, not to act is to act. We cannot remain silent, or we are going to have to answer to God for our silence.
Exactly.
You know, we see the deterioration of America at an accelerated rate, especially during this administration. This is the most lawless, most anti-Christian administration we ever had. And as a result, we see chaos. We see rampant immorality. We see a situation where children are being brainwashed with secular humanism through Common Core and socialist ideas, and it is just destroying the fiber of America, and moreover, destroying the foundation of the family. And the family is the basic unit of society. If the family is destroyed, so will society.
Well, in your book, A Time for Action, Raphael, to bring our audience up to speed, and I highly recommend that you get your hands on his book. It will impact you tremendously. Let me tell you, it's the story of one man's quest for refuge from Cuban persecution to realizing the American dream. It is a story about one man finding true freedom that comes from faith in Jesus Christ. And I don't know any place else where freedom can come from, Raphael, than from Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. You know, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, for freedom's sake, Christ has made us free. So let us not entangle ourselves again with the yoke of bondage. You know, we are in bondage to so many things, and only Jesus Christ can bring us to freedom. And peace, you know, peace that the Bible calls a peace that surpasses all understanding. Because it's easy to have peace when everything is going right. It's in the midst of challenges when only God can give you the peace to go through it with hope and confidence that He is for you. And if He is for you, who can be against you?
Exactly. Well, Raphael, you know, coming from Cuban persecution, you have a depth and understanding of freedom that most Americans take for granted. Explain to our audience here, we got about 2.5 minutes left, what freedom means to you.
Well, you know, freedom is so fundamental, and unfortunately, like you said, people that have not experienced the loss of freedom think, oh, that could never happen to America. That is happening in America today. Our freedoms have been curtailed more and more and more every day, but it's like the old story of the frog, you know. You put a frog in a pot of hot water and jump right out, but put the frog in a pot of cold water and put it on the stove. And that frog is so comfortable, you can boil that frog to death. And we've been boiled to death just like that frog. You know,
exactly.
In my book, I enumerate the dangers of what is occurring in America and how that is eroding our society. And then I also enumerate action steps that you can take to reclaim America. America's worth saving, Bill. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. I used to tell my son over and over again, you know, Ted, when I lost my freedom in Cuba, I had a place to come to. If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? And
exactly.
Bill, there is no place to go. That is why we must reclaim America and restore the Judeo-Christian principles, the constitutional principles that are the bedrock of America. And I'll tell you, the Constitution entirely based on the Bible.
Yes.
These were men of faith that actually seek revelation from God. They were on their knees seeking wisdom from God when they gave us this Constitution.
This is the
greatest country in the earth.
And that's the position we need to be in now, Raphael, to get this country back on track. Raphael Cruz, the father of Senator Ted Cruz, born in Cuba, where his political activities landed him in jail. Eventually, he fled Cuba for the United States. After finding a job washing dishes for 50 cents an hour, he built a successful career and now lives the American dream and is watching his son and active with his son to bring that dream to the rest of us here in the United States of America. His book, A Time for Action, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Raphael.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebellez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. If I believe it'll be all right. And babe,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're online. We're on your smartphone. We're everywhere. Shortwave around the world. Hey, we're just having a good time, and thanks for coming along for the ride. But it's not just about being on the bus and riding along. We've got some heavy lifting to do. We're going to get this country back on track. It's a call for all hands on deck, and thanks for being a part of the team. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Mark Henshaw is with us, a decorated CIA analyst with 15 years of service, holding 19 prestigious intelligence field awards. He has a bachelor's in political science, a master's in business admin and international relations. Mark, thank you for your service, and thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing, sir?
Absolutely. I'm doing well, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Mark, before we get in, I want to talk about your new book. But as a CIA analyst, and I'm sure you're watching with some interest, the Hillary emails and the latest dump that now there's over 2,000 that have, that are top secret documents that have been, passed around like, they're like classroom notes or something. I mean, just so disrespectful and in disregard of the rules. What do you make of this? What is it that the public is not understanding about these violations that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, may have executed?
Well, the thing that people need to understand is that the reason that information gets classified in the first place is that you're trying to protect one of two things. You're either trying to protect intelligence sources, which are, you know, people generally, who are giving you information that their countries would prefer, you know, you not be given. Or you're trying to protect methods, which are, you know, the tools or the techniques or other things that you use to collect that information, to get it back to the United States, to protect it, those kinds of things. So, you know, there are various levels of classification. You know, some are more serious. All of them could involve some damage to the national security of the United States. You know, and so the thing that people have to understand is that if classified information does get leaked, there is always the possibility that you're going to lose the ability in the future to gather that information. You know, now in some cases that may not be such a critical thing, but you know, there are other cases, for example, where you are literally protecting human beings, protecting their identity so they can't be identified. And in those cases, if it gets breached, those people can be arrested and jailed or even executed. So there are very serious consequences. I don't know where the FBI's investigation stands. I don't have any kind of insight into that. I don't know what they're thinking about, you know, who was involved and how serious and all of this was. But it is something to be taken very seriously. You know, I sit here and I look at something like that, and I have a very hard time coming up with a scenario in my mind where, you know, you set up a server in a basement and you send this information around and whatnot, where somebody didn't do something wrong. Mm-hmm. And I can't say who it would be, you know, whether it would be, you know, just one of the staff or something, and you know, exactly what the consequences are. You'd have to see exactly what was in the email and those things to be able to determine all that. And I'm sure the FBI is being very methodical on that.
Exactly.
But it is not something to be taken lightly. It is not something to be glossed over, because depending on the information that's in there, it really can hamper the United States, and it really can put people in danger.
Well, and some have suggested this is such a gross breach of conduct from somebody like the Secretary of State that this has been something. I mean, she's been in public service most of her life. So this isn't like, oh, I didn't know the rules. I mean, I didn't quite understand it this way. I mean, I think it's very difficult for somebody with this kind of background and experience to plead plausible deniability. And so it really leaves her open, and why so many people believe it disqualifies her to be the commander-in-chief of our country.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it this way, it has been, I believe Director Comey of the FBI was actually testifying to Congress yesterday, and he made mention that he's personally involved in the investigation. I know that the Attorney General has even commented on it, and that the DOJ and FBI are working together. And all I can say about it is, you know, this has been going on for months, and the investigation has. And in my experience, you know, they don't get this far in an investigation if they aren't pretty sure that there's something there. You know, what that is, I'm not sure. But, you know, if this really was something where, you know, this was just made up scandal or those kinds of things, I have no doubt that the FBI and the DOJ, because remember, this is, you know, this is not some Republican committee in Congress doing this. This is the FBI, which is
exactly.
An independent agency. They would have, you know, just dropped this a long time ago if there really was nothing there. So, like I said, I don't know what's there. I don't know who, you know, they would be pointing at, whatever, but something like this does not go on at the DOJ and the FBI for this many months unless, you know, there is something serious there that they grabbed onto.
Yeah, just one final comment. You know, she said that it's a review. Well, this, you know, the FBI doesn't do reviews. You know,
yeah.
It's not that kind of deal. So she's trying to pull it off that way. But anyway, I appreciate your input on that. I think, you know, for her, it takes the light away from Benghazi. Having seen the movie, Mark, it is so powerful, and know that, especially that you had, former CIA agents involved in that whole fiasco. I mean, that's got to be really disheartening for you on many levels.
Well, there's not really anything I can say about that. That's one of those things where, you know, whenever, you know, something happens overseas and agency people are involved in it, you know, something happens, people die, the agency always comes in, locks things down, you know, there is an after-action review to see everything that went on, and it, you know, it stays in very particular channels.
Right.
And so it's not something that they let, you know, most of the world know and whatnot. So, I mean, it's just a very unfortunate situation. It's just a very sad thing that, you know, no matter what people believe about how it went down, that, you know, many good people lost their lives over there. And, you know, no matter who gets elected president this year, you know, the great responsibility is going to make sure that nothing like that can happen to our ambassadors and their security staffs again, because it's a dangerous world.
Without a doubt. We want to talk about your book, The Fall of Moscow Station. It is a fictional book, but yet drawn from personal experience with the CIA Red Cell unit, right?
Yeah, I was a member of the Red Cell, actually, for several years back in the middle of last decade. It is a real unit inside the agency whose job is to, you know, think outside the box to try and sort of unravel hard intelligence problems that other units may be having trouble with. And when I write these novels, I try to actually make up as little as I possibly can. All of the organizations, all of the facilities, you know, right down to the street names, they're all real. I try and write, you know, chase scenes and whatnot in such a way that you could pull out a street map and actually follow, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So just trying to be as accurate as I can and make it as realistic as I can for the readers. So, you know, the events in the book and a lot of the characters are based on real events and real people.
Well, give us a real quick summary. We've got about a minute left here. What people can look forward to when they pick up your book.
Well, the book starts with the murder of a Russian general who, it turns out, was a CIA asset, you know, one of those sources that I was talking about. So the agency goes over, you know, and they want to investigate his murder, and what they find is that there's a CIA officer who's trying to defect, and he's, you know, wants to give up all of the names of the CIA officers and assets in Russia. And so the agency sends some Red Cell folks over there to try and track him down, try and stop him. Jonathan and Kira, the heroes, they fail. He does, in fact, defect. And so then the rest of the book becomes a rescue mission where they are trying to reach out and save those CIA officers and assets over there before the Russians round them all up and do what the Russians do, the spies and traitors in their own country.
Well, it's a page-turner, no doubt. Mark Henshaw has been with us. Decorated CIA analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Check out his book. It'll be linked on our website as well. This is Bill Martinez Live. Mark, thank you so much for being with us. 19 before the top of the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
Is this a child?
He's not just a child.
The Young Messiah. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 11th.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Life can shake, shake, shake. Brand new looks, no good on you. So shake, you can shake. Come on, shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 270, I think, two outlets that are available to you across the country, just join us. Be a part of the team. Welcome aboard. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. It is just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Joe Thomas is with us right now, a former heroin addict who attempted to take his life 3 times. In whom God has cured of his addictions and mental illness. Now he's spreading the message of overcoming challenges that life can confront you with. He is promoting Where is Good, which is this new movie that's pretty phenomenal, I'll tell you, and quite uplifting. And he's also the founder of the Hope Rally, and we're going to talk about both those in just a moment. Joe, first, let me welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, and I've been looking forward to this conversation. I love it, you know, especially when you talk with people that have had, what do you want to call it, an apprehension, a contact with God that is so life-changing that their life goes from dark to light in such a way as yours did. I know often we hear in life that we have to hit bottom before we can really start to look up, and it seems that your autobiography is such that you had to do it the hard way. You know, as my dad says, sometimes people have to fall off the roof to find out that there really is the law of gravity, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely the way I had to learn, the very hard way.
And you sit there and you go afterwards, you go, why did I have to do it this way? But the lessons that you've learned, you can now speak from a firsthand experience that, you know, there can be an easier way, and life can be a lot more gentler compared to the way that you thought, you know, that involved heroin and other behavior that was not very positive for your life or your family.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, expand on that just a little bit, Joe, if you would, because I want people to understand. Yeah, I think it's hard. You know, when people have, you know, a testimony, as one person says, a testimony always starts with a test. So your life was tested. And so you experienced what it was, you know, like the blind man in the New Testament. You experienced what it was to be blind.
And then all of a sudden, when the light bulb was turned on and the light was on in your life, then you could start to see it was that kind of harsh reality for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, my story's kind of similar to Paul's, you know, thought of Paul's transformation. You know, I grew up with parents that were both drug addicts, and there was a lot of struggle that I went through in that process. It actually looked like that I never had a shot in life. And so that's kind of where I started. That was the upbringing that I came from. I came from abuse, addiction, mental illness, and it just surrounded me. And I saw no hope out of it. As I grew older, I started to use drugs to cope with all my feelings because I didn't know how to cope. And before long, you know, I went from pills to heroin. It just kind of took over my life and changed everything about me. My moral compass kind of swayed from one side to the other. And that's kind of how it happened. But then along the path, God kept reaching out and people kept coming along. And one day I was actually thinking about committing suicide, and I've been crying out to God asking, what should I do? And I had a neighbor that came up to me and just told me that they felt Jesus calling me back. And I just started weeping. And from that moment on, I just felt this anointing on my life, something that I had to do. And, you know, I started dealing with youth ministry, and I started seeing the same problems I went through, and I started praying about it. And God's answer was, you need to make a difference. And that's kind of where this happened. And I learned through transformation how Scripture can change your mindset on things and can move your moral compass and change you as an individual from every bit of your life. And I've learned how the neural pathways work. That you do things over and over again, it strengthens and strengthens and strengthens. And before you know it, that neural pathway is so habitual in what you're doing that it's very hard to stop. So when you start reading Scripture and you start transforming your mind, that's where the change really happens in the individual.
Yeah, Joe, when you know you talk about your early life with your parents, I mean, and this is what happens to all of us. You know, we get our identity from our family and our environment, and your identity was from parents that had issues themselves. So it's really no big surprise, I guess, that, you know, you would eventually follow suit. But for God, who said, wait a minute, you're in a different family. I mean, that might be your earthly family, which is temporary, but let me tell you where your real identity comes from. And in reading the Word of God, you redefine your identity, and now you're operating out of that new identity, and you become that new creation that the Bible talks about. And, you know, some people, when they hear this, they go, well, does that really happen, Bill? And I want to say, yes, it really does happen, and it is that distinct. Just like, you know, the ruling class of in Jesus' time with the blind man, they thought, you know, what is this, a joke? This is meaningless. It doesn't mean much. But for the person that it happens to, you can't convince them any other way, because all you know is that once you were this way, now you're this way. This is your old identity, but now you've got a new identity, and one that you're willing, in a sense, to fall on the sword for, because you just know it is so eternal that you just don't want to let it go, do you? Are you still with us, Joe?
Yeah, sorry. You cut out for a second. Yeah, and what happens is, like secular psychology, if you look into your self-esteem, which also is a synonym of self-worth, and you really ingrain what that means, it means that you're ruled by yourself as what you can do. Mm-hmm. And anything that you do, if it fails, then you become hopeless. But it's kind of the message that I'm preaching is there's a difference in self-esteem and God esteem. What God esteem does, it shows you what the cross did for you. It shows you what he did for your life, that he sacrificed himself. And the crucifixion was so gruesome, and he could have walked off the cross at any point. So your cost and your worth comes from that. Once you gain that, you can never lose it. And that's really a life-changing event once you realize that. It's almost like the Paul's walk on Damascus, where he gets that light that blinds him. And that's the same process that kind of happened to me. And that's the same process that I'm working on instilling in other people around me, that blinding light changes your
Well, Joe, tell us about, you know, you're promoting Where is Good, the movie. Summarize that briefly for our audience that may not be aware of it. This is a powerful movie, and it's asking the question that, you know, many of us and many in the world today are asking, as you mentioned, the moral compasses of countries, nations, and people, you know, is broken these days, and they're wondering, where is the good?
Well, the movie encompasses two Christians, Hannah and Jonas, and Hannah has a life-changing event from something that she did, and that event was right, and it shows how they handle it, and it shows, like, Christians how judgmental they are as Jonas. He starts coming against her and wants nothing to do with from that fact. And instead of going down the bad path and saying, you know, I'm not good enough anymore. My husband doesn't care about me. Nothing I'm going through is worth anything. She changes her life. And you see in the movie is the progression as she gives her life to God. And you see currently kids praying together. You see the life-changing event. Instead of going down the path of unrighteousness and dealing with self-pity, she changes her life, moves towards God. It's an amazing experience. And I had to partner with one of my buddies, Ricky B. He started P4 Entertainment, and I partnered with him in this movie.
Well, okay.
I partnered with him. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, he partnered with me in this movie, and we're bringing that. And we're bringing a seminar that shows you how to overcome addiction, how to overcome mental illness and trauma in your life through Scripture.
Now, you're doing this, you're taking it on across the country, or where is this being distributed?
Yeah, we're starting this across the country. The movie is actually on Amazon Prime right now. In May, it will be in Walmart stores and on Amazon Buy.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're starting the process together where we're bringing it to churches nationwide. We're putting this product together so that they don't just see the movie, but they find a way to get out of the troubles and strife that they're going through.
That's great. And as the founder of Hope Rally, you're tying the Hope Rally into this whole project, right?
Yeah. And that's what we're doing is we're partnering with movies and other organizations to spread this hope and to show the overcoming effect and how the brain works and how you can change the brain per Scripture. And we focus on doing that through first knowledge, then you go to wisdom, then transformation. If you research knowledge, if you break it down from, it comes from books, pages, chapters, and finally, it's going to break down the word. And where does the word come from? John 1. And then it's to study about Jesus. Knowing Jesus, knowledge comes from Psalms. And if you read Psalms about knowledge, it gives back the spirit of Jesus. With this relationship with, and that relationship causes transformation, causes action in oneself.
Well, Joe, where can people go and find information and the schedule of events of the Hope Rally?
They can go to thehoperally.com, and they just go to our about page, has our phone number, or if they want, they go to our contact page, and they can email us, and we can set up the events all over the country. We can bring a musical act. We've got celebrities that can come with us.
Well, Joe, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Lately, search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 71 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.